Welcome to your daily devotional. May 15th, the Valley of Decision. Joel chapter 3, in verse 14. Multitudes, multitudes in the Valley of Decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the Valley of Decision. In the days of the Old Testament prophet Joel, around 800 BC, a locust plague had come upon the land. He asked the people, "Has anything like this happened in your days, or even in the days of your fathers?" God had allowed that plague in order to bring the people to repentance. As the book continues, the timing moves from that present day to a day yet future, at the second coming of Jesus Christ. There will be warfare in the Valley of Jehoshaphat. Those who are with the Lord will partake of His victory, but those who have refused to make peace with God shall be judged there. Look around you, in this world, in our nation, in your state, in your city or town, in your family. The whole earth is as if it were a great round valley of decision. Multitudes, multitudes in the Valley of Decision. Millions upon millions, even billions of souls are alive today in the proverbial Valley of Decision. The Lord's Word is widely available and His truth endures to all generations. But where is the widespread repentance? Some are claiming that God is using the plague of our day to bring many to faith, appealing to what they read and see on social media. And I pray they are right, yet I suspect the opposite. Posts on the wrath to come and those lamenting various sins that our culture calls natural are promptly reported and taken down as hate speech. Shallow online platitudes and no real evidence of revival according to God's Word. Joel tells us what real repentance looks like, saying, "Surrender your heart and not your garments." If enough people do that, we can enjoy real revival. As I write this, restrictions on religious gatherings abound, and those who support the restrictions outnumber those who consider the public assembly for the purpose of worship essential. We'll see where this goes. Notwithstanding, let us take care for our own souls. Have you believed upon the Lord Jesus Christ, trusting in faith that His work was enough to save your soul today? If you have, good. It's time to get to work sharing His message of hope. Look around you at the multitudes, multitudes in the Valley of Decision. Sound the alarm that the undecided may make the decision to believe on the Lord and be saved from judgment in His day.